Yes, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. We're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Make sure you stay tuned. Yeah.
How's life?
It's good, to be fair.
Yeah.
I've been busy.
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 Same. I can't lie. Busy. And it feels good, doesn't it?
But when you're busy, it's good.
Yeah.
Because when you ain't busy, you start like procrastinating and thinking, I should be doing more. And you start beating yourself up.
You know what? Pray for times like this, man. We prayed to be busy.
Yeah, word. No, good stress ain't stress.
Yeah, good stress is not stress.
Like,
I've got to do this, but it will help me, kind of thing.
Exactly, yeah. Because when you actually get it done, you feel Parker.
Feel proper good.
Yeah, you feel Parker.
Like, I've got it done. That's off the list. Next, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, I've been good, man. I've been good. One by one is out.
Yeah.
Well, at the time, do you know what? I'm going to just be honest with the crowd. At the time I'm recording this, one by one is not out.
Nah.
But one by one is out. When you lot see this,
go get that.
So go get it, go stream it, do TikToks, do everything, whatever or not. If you lot see this podcast, go and have a look at it. It's a proper good song. I hope at this time, past Michael is telling future Michael that it's done really good. I've been looking through TikTok, obviously apart from my own stuff and whatever not. And there's one thing that's popped up to me, mega.
What?
So if you don't know, Afro swing / Afro fusion artist called Omalay.
Oh, I don't even know.
Funky hair, makes proper good rhythms. Unreal, ridiculous artist.
No, I don't even
love
know.
Him. Yeah. He had a concert in the ends, and there was, and that's what I'm going to ask you about it. There was a couple at the front, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah, front right, of the stage.
Right,
yeah.
Right out to the gate.
Yeah.
So it looks like they turn up early. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
He needed a girl to come up on the stage, and he chose my man's girlfriend.
What, this is on video? She went up.
This is on video on TikTok now. I can try and find it, but I'll try and find
show
it.
Me after, show me after.
I'll show you after. But yeah, let me describe it to you. The girl was with right next to Broski, which is the boyfriend. And she went on stage.
To do what though?
It was
like an Alex from Glastonbury or a Chris Brown thing.
Nah, it was worse than a Chris Brown thing.
What?
Let me explain it to you this way. On TikTok, they cannot show the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
She's just giving him blows.
So if you want to get through the whole thing, you can, but it was a white curtain. White curtain came down and there was like a spotlight coming through so you could see their silhouettes, their shadows. And she was going nuts. Bending over, jumping up on man, saddling him this way while he's standing up and stuff. Bear in mind, Broski's in the crowd watching.
Oh my God.
So
everyone's creasing at him.
Dancing. No, there's videos of showing his reactions. He's there at the front like this.
I would have cut.
He couldn't believe what was happening in front of his eyes.
Bruv, he's probably gone from his favorite artist to his fucking
enemy. Paid. He's paid to go. You know, he's paid to be humiliated.
I know.
So like, he's gone and got the tickets. I don't know who got them, who ended up getting them. Does anyone know at the back? So all I can tell you is this.
Definitely her, this isn't is, it?
No.
All right, let's go to the front. I don't know. Why did go front?
This is the information that we have so far that we know is a fact, yeah? They have been dating for less than a year. Someone said 7 years. It's cap. It's less than a year.
Don't matter.
He confirmed it.
He's still with her?
No. They went to the concert together. That is all we know about these two folks, yeah? They've gone to the front. My man, I can't lie, proper good looking geezer, nice young brother. Like, his thing's going for him. He's got things going for him, trust me. Dresses well, looks good. This girl was jumping up and down to get picked by Omalay, to get on stage. He picked her. She come up on stage. Ran through the backstage, got to him, big hug. When she saw him for the first time, she saddled him from the standing up position, jumped to him, crazy, whatever not. Performed on stage, they're dancing together, and then a curtain's dropped down, a nice white curtain, whatever not, and there's like a spotlight in the center. Now, at this point now, he's decided to like...
Do you reckon she didn't know that everyone was watching?
Oh no, of course they.
Oh, she knew, yeah?
It's part of the show.
Okay, yeah.
It's part of the show. So you can even see them verbally talking to each other through the curtain. So he might have been telling her,
probably telling her nut stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. And then she's all jumped on him, bent over. You get me? full bent over, face down, ass up. Man's there singing his lyrics while he's stroking it. All
oh
of that.
Days, bro.
And he's in the crowd behind that metal gate feeling like a pussy. Now, here's the good thing, because this is where...
What happened after?
Bro, it went nuts.
What happened?
Over TikTok. They didn't. I don't know if they've spoken or anything.
Like, did she come back off the stage and think that was going to be Kushti?
I don't. This is the bit that we didn't see. Just to confirm, we didn't see that bit on TikTok, did we? We didn't see when
I
she finished.
I've got to see this video. I can't.
No, genuinely.
I've got to find it quickly. I've got to find it.
We didn't find it. We didn't see her come off stage, right? That's the PG. You'll see the full thing.
She's done out here,
that's the PG, bro, that you're looking at. That's the PG, parental guidance version you're looking at right now. Bare bits have been cut out. So look, after all that's ended now, you get me? TikTok have sided with the brother. So guys,
obviously,
let's just celebrate the fact that we won. We got one. We got one. The boys got one.
Right and all, though, bro.
Because normally...
are you doing in that situation?
I'm leaving.
100%.
I'm leaving. Of course I'm leaving.
You feel like such a pussy.
I can't take it. We got one, though. We got one in the bank for the boys. This is a
is
one.
Is it a win, though?
It is.
This for him, ain't.
I'll tell you why it's a win. This is 1-0 for the boys. And let me tell you why, Johnny. Johnny, let me tell you why. Where did he end up? Kai Sanat stream.
Oh, yeah, that's a win then.
Yeah?
That's
1-0 for the boys.
That's
Champions League
that's
final.
That's a win.
Yeah? Top bins. Let me tell you why. Broski's obviously wanted to, obviously, maybe get in his creative bag. I don't know. But, you know, good looking brother. Wanted to do the modeling thing. Probably, I think so anyway. I can't confirm. Released music.
Sick.
Went on a stream with Kai Sanat. Got to explain his side of the story. And also got to do a 20v1 with Kai Sanat with some Leng Badines. Did you get it?
Yeah.
He done his thing. Right? So go and watch that whole thing.
You know he's still hurt inside though. When he's
100%. I'll let that play out for itself. You can go watch that in your own time. And everyone else that's watching can go watch that in their own time. But yeah, done a 20v1. Also received a sum of, what was it, 20 bags? 20,000. So Kai sent him 20 racks to say, yeah, Broski, start your thing. He also had a couple, 1K, 2K on the gram. He's now at this time that we're recording it, surpassed 50k.
Sick.
In a day, and he's just moving. He's moving.
Best thing that's happened to him.
So
really,
that's the best
it?
Thing that's happened to him.
Wait, you see me, yeah? If I was with my girl, I don't know if it's because I'm in the limelight myself or it's because I just wouldn't like it anyway. If my girl said to me, I have a crush on, say, someone famous, but that to me basically means you have a crush on someone.
Yeah.
It don't matter if you're famous or not. He's still a man. He's still another geezer.
Yeah,
why does your clout and money matter? That's what I see. Because more time, I'm not saying I'm gone, but there's going to be chances that I could be at some point down the line in the same room as that geezer.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
And you're telling me, like, say, before I knew Philly, my girl was obsessed with Philly, found him hilarious, blah, 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 whatever. Oh, it's her crush. Most people that aren't famous would be like, oh, yeah, but that's her crush, though, isn't it? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's never going to happen.
But you can actually be in a room with him.
But not even that, even if I ain't who I am.
Yeah.
Why are you fancying an ex-geezer that much to the point of where it's like your crush? That makes you think like, cool, you'd cheat on me with that, bro.
They would. I say that.
That 100%.
Let's say, for example, let's just go all the way to the top. Let's say Drake, for example, yeah?
Drake's nicking your bird, bro.
Like, if Drake come in a room and your girl would skin out for him, I'm letting you lot all know now on camera.
I would like to think,
man, let's say, for example, she's got a playlist right now on her phone and there's 4 Drake songs on there, just 4. Yeah, I'm telling you now.
No. Chris Brown.
Oh, no, I was going to mention him after.
Girls love Chris Brown.
But Breezy, that's given. But let's say, for example, Drake put it on your girl. Guys, I can't lie, we've lost.
Word.
And that's including me and Johnny. We've lost. We're out of there.
I like to think I wouldn't.
Drake is like dropping it in my girl.
Word.
I could
not, you know, as well, she probably thinks, oh, this could be me now.
No, but that's what
they're
doing.
Chopped. Yeah, of course. They think, oh, I'm going to get wifed.
Yeah.
Treated nice.
Yeah, facts. Remember.
Fucking whore.
Man's in the, like, we're in front of the camera, we've met some, you get me, and friends with some crazy people. Some main characters, yeah? We know that there's some girls that I think, that actually genuinely think,
yeah,
this is me now.
I know.
I'm in there.
I know. It's mad, bruv.
Baby.
It's actually disgusting.
Babes.
It actually is so true, you know?
You was just tonight's thing.
Word.
Janai's, that's crazy.
Janai's actually so true.
But that's not us.
Hey, Janai's so true, yeah. Even though everyone wants a quality, I can't lie, bruv. To be a fucking powerful man, you need, maybe not fame, but you need to be rich.
You've got to be up.
Like, a girl will go for a man that's super up. It's more admirable to them.
Yeah.
And especially if you're famous as well.
Mm-hmm.
100%. 1,000,000%. Okay. And it's jarring.
So what? Would you not let your girl go around any famous man?
Well, yeah. I'm famous myself.
Yeah. But I'm saying let's leave our friendship group and go somewhere else.
Okay. Depends what you mean by around. Why is she going to Drake's afters? Why?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's basically like you're going to another brother's afters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Drake, so what?
Facts.
Still a man. Still bleeds the same as everyone else. Still shits the same as everyone else. Yeah. You know what I mean, don't get me wrong. That's one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT. But like, still, at the end of the day, he's still just another man. We all go in the same fucking dirt at the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, girls will just gas. No, I can't take any light from him. Them people are talented. They deserve to be where they be. And I see why people do idolize him. But I'm talking a different from idolize to cheat on your boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's what I'm on about.
Yeah.
That's because I don't think men see it like that. Like, if I was in a room with Rihanna, yeah, I think she's banging. But I wouldn't then think, oh my days, like, she's banging because she's got money, fame, this, that, the other. I think, yeah, cool. It makes her sexier.
We see it in different ways.
But it's more like, oh, you're just attractive.
Girls,
you know,
see it in mad different ways, bro.
Yeah, they do.
Girls look at all the attributes.
Some ugly bears, bro, are famous and rich, and they get tings, and you think, bro, you would not be getting that if you weren't famous or rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I don't know what that is, though. Do you reckon it's just the way it is now?
No, society-wise. It's life. It's just
if you got a bit of scratch, if you got a bit of money, somehow it's like, yeah, I can see myself settling down with my man, whatever not. Like, don't even have to find him attractive.
It's pretty worse in America, to be fair.
America's bad, bro.
The whole clout thing is ridiculous. US is crazy, ridiculous.
Bro. That's like, proper Western.
Clout is money over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Clout here is not even peas.
Nah, it is. Like, I'm not even gone. And I've had some very good situations where I've been bus and I wouldn't be allowed to be in them situations if I weren't who I was.
Yeah.
Little things like getting into places or like getting certain things, et cetera, et cetera. If I weren't who I was, and I'm not even that gone. You know what I mean? So these people up there, clout is a currency, 100%. 1,000,000%. Like, do you think if the club's full but Drake's outside, he's not getting in? They're going to scoot your table up so they can get Drake in their club. That was a currency.
They'll let the whole club go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, you're right still.
But that's nuts though. Getting a fucking wine from some other geezer. Oh, I'd cut.
I'm cut.
I feel so embarrassed.
I'd cut from the moment she said she's coming up.
I'd cut and get a dartboard with my man's face in it.
And just practice.
Yeah. My man didn't give a fuck.
He didn't know. He done an interview after. He didn't know. He didn't know.
He's not really in the wrong, innit? But still,
no, but he picked her, but she was making the biggest hullabaloo about it. It's like she didn't, like, guys, I'm sitting behind the camera, yeah? Wasn't, if I'm correct or not, when she was that, she was jumping up and down screaming to get in it. It's like she basically was not even acknowledging him, isn't it? Yeah, like she was like literally not. It's like he didn't exist for a minute. As soon as he said I needed someone on stage, he did not exist. Visually, if I was my man on stage, I wouldn't even put them two together.
She went nuts.
Pick me, girl.
Already from that, you think,
ooh.
Yeah. Why are you so gassed about some bruh?
You know what I mean? I'm off.
You know what I mean? I'm gone. That's already red.
And that's not me sounding like a sour guy, man. Trust me.
No, it's red flags,
bro. I'm genuinely not.
There's a difference between a girl saying, I love Chris Brown's music. I love his music. Whatever. Even if a girl says, of course he is. He's attractive.
Yeah.
That's a different. If you said to your girl, yo, like, do you think Chris Brown's attractive? She says, no, she's capping in it, really. 99% of the time, which is completely fine.
Yeah,
I find famous.
You got to remember, you don't go blind.
I think Rihanna's Parker. It's different between glorifying someone, think, oh my God, rather than, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't go
it's
blind.
It's because they're in a public eye. Would you want your girl to be in a public eye, since you are?
I don't think I care.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. Won't mind.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
At all. My next relationship I get and I'm not posting it. And if I do post it, it's going to be, I'm putting a blur over her face.
Yeah.
Swear down.
I actually wouldn't mind.
And I'll put the tag as you tried.
So many people, I've seen so many men do that. Yeah.
Mum's life. Like, people will probably be commenting, oh, your thing's ugly, why are you blowing her face? And that's because I don't want, it's not even about I'm insecure and I don't want boys fucking trying to move her. It's not even that. I'm very confident in myself. Like, with my ex, she was all over the internet. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
she went from like 30k followers to like 100 something k.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I weren't thinking.
Yeah.
But like, it's just more, I want to keep that private. I was nowhere near as famous as where I am now. And it's like, she would even get DMs saying, or I would get DMs. I remember I got a mad DM before. Yeah. And it was a screenshot of her on her Insta DMing some bray, and the bray just talking to her and she's basically all over him. I went mad. We had a massive fucking row about it, like huge row. She's crying about it. She said, I don't know why, how that's that, but like, I can't explain to you, blah, blah, blah. So like, that's not me. Like she's crying her eyes out, whatever. And my head's twisted. So I've messaged the geezer. Geezer must've been like 17, 18, bro. But I didn't know this until I messaged him. I said, message the geezer. I said, yo, I said, what is this? Like, blah, blah, blah. First reply, oh my God, you actually applied. I didn't think you would. And I was like, what's that DM about? He was like, oh no, I made it on some app called Insta Edit. He was like, I just wanted to get your reply.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate. I've seen a massive row of my bird.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of you.
Sensitive.
I just don't want people to know who my girl is.
Yeah.
As private as that. No one knows what my mum and dad looks like. I don't want them to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want them to be involved in that life.
That is mad, isn't it?
How fucked is that?
He's done a whole edit just neek. To get a reply.
Fucking neek, bruv.
And you had a mass. Do you know what I mean?
And I was actually doubting stuff.
Mental.
And then he showed me the app and how he done it as well.
So he actually let you know?
No, yeah. It said Insta Edit in the right-hand corner.
Oh, poor.
And then he took it off the watermark.
That is mental.
Mm.
Oh, so she was actually like...
Yeah. Nah, she was a good girl.
Yeah, no, of course. No, 100%. I know she was. Obviously, I know her. But like, I'm saying, during that argument, she must have been fending for her fucking life.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine like you're actually innocent and you got...
I would be on vaults like how you were, though.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd be like, no, but I'm seeing it, though.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's there in front of me.
Yeah.
So try and deny it.
Her username is exactly the same.
Mental.
Mad.
Which means she's obviously, they've got it clear, like, from somewhere and just...
And at the time, the maddest thing, I was young to do this, isn't it? But I don't think it's bad to do it. I had her Insta login on my phone.
Yeah.
I could just go tap, tap, and it go to her account.
Yeah.
Do you think she's moving mad on Insta?
Nah.
If she was, it'd be a text message
thing. Yeah, it'd be
you know
a text
message. And the geezer's like 17.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, it's weird it's weird. I would just keep my girl private. I can't believe you'd say you keep it public. Fuck that.
I can't lie. This is the thing, though.
Everyone's just in your business, though. You break up and then everyone knows about it. And it's like, it's fuck all to do with you. That's why I don't get when people are so like gassed about like people that are on Love Island together. Why are you so invested in their life?
I feel like if, for example, if she's in public, it's the same as if she's in private. As long as she's down for you, so what?
No, but it's
you're
not
talking
about
what
that.
Other people think.
No, not what other people think.
Or what they do or what they post.
Yeah,
what
I don't want everyone to... Me and my girl broke up. I don't want me getting DMs or her getting DMs saying, or like something like, or we do something and then fucking... See, like if you fall out, next thing you know, you're getting DMs saying, oh... This, that, the other, or why have you cheated her, blah, 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 like this. Or like people putting their 2p in, yeah, when they don't even know you personally.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. I'll go to my boys if I want to get a bit of advice. Not fucking some random geezer on TikTok or Insta or something that don't know me and my girl. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's nothing to do with you. Go worry about your own life.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
I think it's just going to cause more problems than what it would benefit, personally.
No, 100%. 100%. I think maybe I'd rethink it, but
okay, cool. Sorry, getting talked to you. Go on.
No. I'm saying the only thing I have with that is that I don't want to limit myself. Say for example, I like someone that was in the public eye.
Mm.
I could not just say I'm not going to be with you because you're in the public eye. I'd want to be with her, bro.
Okay, I didn't mean famous. I just meant if you get a girl,
I publicize her.
That's what I meant.
Oh, say no more.
Would you publicize?
Nah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there we are.
Nah.
No, if I fell for someone in public guy,
yeah.
I'm famous, she's famous. We both know the crack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you just keep your thing private. I got a question wrong.
Like, say if I started fucking dating someone in the social media eye or public eye, I'm not going to post about it to let everyone know.
Right.
That's what I meant. I wouldn't publicize that person.
You wouldn't publicize
that. We keep it stum. That's what I meant.
I hear it.
That's what I meant. I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
It can turn out right and it can turn out wrong. Look at my jammer on Stormzy, bro. Solid couple, bro.
Yeah. But I bet behind the scenes, they definitely get a lot of thing. Like, look how much stick Stormzy got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not that he weren't in the wrong.
He got a lot.
But I'm saying, like, if you're not a mentally strong person. You've got all these people giving
that, that will get to me.
Do you know what I mean?
Bad.
You need to hear that from your boys, not some random geezer. Yeah, yeah, you don't even know me, bro.
That would get to me a lot.
You're trying to tell me about my life.
Yeah, you don't know what happens when the camera's off. You don't even know the real reason we're going through all these trials and tribulations. People will make up shit about your relationship.
Word. Exactly that.
Yeah.
Make up shit. Assume. And it won't even be questions, it'll be statements.
It'll be statements.
Like, oh, don't you know this happened? Do you know me, Do you know me?
All right, brother. That's like, I didn't know you was in a group chat.
Yeah, I didn't know you was in a group chat.
Oh,
you got an up. Oh, sorry. I didn't know you went off coffee. Sorry, oh, she told you this personally.
It's crazy.
It's mad.
Nah, people assume a lot.
TikTok's the worst for that.
Oh, don't
TikTok's the worst.
Please don't get me started.
I've had it before where, like, listen, I'm not going to name drop and I'm not sour about it because it's just a game. YouTube and everything and TikTok is a process of recycling other people's content and changing it and making it yourself. That's just what it is. But I've been doing skits, yeah, since 2016.
No cap.
2016. Yeah, I sometimes get comments and they get so many likes on my TikToks. I just repost my skits. Yeah, of he's such a copy of another TikTok creator that does skits or like some other TikTok. And I think, brother, like I'm not saying like I'm the only reason these lot have started, but like how have I copied my man? I've been doing this since I was 16, bro.
I'm out here. I'm proper.
Gotta give myself some flowers.
OG.
Like I know it's not anymore, but like, bruv, at the end of the day,
I'm a fucking OG.
Yeah, I've been in this game, bruv. I'm 25, but I've gotten in at 16. I had these characters like for time. I started all the little roadman shit, hooligan shit, fucking like the fucking nonce, like bear, but most of these things stem from me. And it's like, not obviously, I'm not saying that's the main reason why everyone started and everyone just copied me. I'm not saying that, but like 9 times out of 10, if you see a skit creator on TikTok nowadays,
they got influence on me.
They must have seen my shit.
Bro, you've done your thing.
And I mean that in the most humble way.
No.
But it's because I've been about the block for so long now.
Yeah.
I didn't come up now.
Nah. You've done your thing. And you know what? Do you know what the worst thing is? It's like, you can even put a statement out there yourself and say,
I've done this first.
The evidence could be in front of him. There'll be 20 more comments saying, it's my man's thing. Oh, Johnny's buzzing off. Bro, it does my head. I can't like that app. Fuck it.
It's not the questions. It's a statement.
But why do you think you know the man then? Are you here?
It's like what we said in the last pod. I know I don't want to keep bringing it up. It's like with the one by one thing.
One by one's the worst.
You wrote that song. Give it the chunks for religious reasons. Give it the chunks. Chunks didn't want to drop it for religious reasons, so you've taken it back. But it's your tune.
Which is a natural thing to do.
Natural thing
people
for your
understand.
Friend.
You know what I mean?
We're not degrading Chunks at all. He's very talented. Like, and you didn't care that you had that song. That's what you do. You're a songwriter. But like, it's more the statements now. It makes me laugh of like people going mad stuff.
Sounds like Chunks.
Sounds like Chunks is different because that's half a compliment. But it's more like people are assuming that you ain't been pals for years.
Yeah.
And like do you know, brother, when they're making statements like, didn't you guys know Chunks wrote this and give it to him? How do you know that?
How do you know what you're talking about? And then on top of that, it's like, I don't like when they buzz off him and say like,
yeah.
Like,
because it's both backlash for both of you.
Yeah, it's backlash for everyone and it's not nice. And the thing is that there's so many people that are sitting on, and the thing is there's people probably watching this now that are doing the exact same thing. You're sitting on your phone at home, gathering some sort of information from what you
from
think
where?
You know. From
and it's
where.
Not a question. It's not, didn't thingy do this? And then you can get corrected. It's more, I've seen comments replying to other people saying, you didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, you
As
don't
if
know,
to say,
brother.
You don't know. None
are
of
you in
you
the
know
group
anything.
Chat?
You're not here.
What?
You are not in this, you're not in this circle. So brother, how about when the statements come out from the original people, you sit there and take it, swallow it, and be like, this is a matter of fact, because that is exactly what it is.
What?
You are not in the same place as us.
What?
You have not, you don't, you're not getting the right information.
You're not in a friendship group.
You're not in a group.
Like, it's mad.
Oh, bro.
Like, and it goes back to the relationship thing. It's just, I think everything online and like, people just like to put their, and that's why I want my girl on the limelight, because people like to put their 2p in and make up stuff. And then it just gets trending and people just will believe it. Because if everyone starts saying it, it must be true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even like that thing that you just said when it was on stage, It's all going around. I just see about four clips said girlfriend of 7 years. The Bray went on casting that stream and said
no,
1 year.
What it is 1 year.
People
he
just
the actual brother came on stream and said 1 year, less than a year. People are still
people
saying.
People probably say, yeah.
People are still saying. No,
he's lying. He must be lying. Must be capping to make himself better.
Brother, what the hell? Like, the original person whose life you're talking about, whose day-to-day life you're talking about, has said less than a year. But you, in your bedroom, your smelly little bedroom, has said, oh, no, but it must be seven. You must be capping.
But no, you believe him.
But you actually believe
him. But you didn't know that.
It's my man's statement. It's his life. Let him say what he wants to say.
It's mad.
Oh, bro, I need to go piss.
So Michael just went for a piss.
Sorry, I went to toilet.
He went to toilet because you literally stood up as you was finishing your sentence.
Yeah.
Because he's been on a bottle. But we're going to do some pretty difficult would you rather questions.
Okay, go on.
Yeah. One I've got is, would you rather fuck a goat?
Oh my God.
Yeah, put your cock in a live animal.
Yeah.
Goat. And no one knows about it.
Yeah.
Or you didn't, but everyone thinks you did. Similar to thing we're just talking about in the sense of if everyone says you did, you must have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll be the goat boy. Oh, Goat Willie, that's your new name.
Can you prove your innocence?
I guess not.
Well, it's nowhere near, really.
How are you going to prove it?
You can't ask the goat.
I didn't, I promise.
Yeah.
You're all right, mate. There's the goat fucker.
I'd rather I didn't and everyone think I did.
So would I.
Yeah.
You don't really want to be putting your cock
in a
goat.
I'm not putting my hood in a goat.
Nah.
No way.
Only goat that I'm putting my cock in is my woman.
Yeah.
She'll be a goat.
She's a goat.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Greatest of all time.
Word. Can't be doing that. I've seen some fuck videos on WhatsApp. Seen that video of the geezer, he's getting railed by a big old pig. And he's pinned to the thing. He's going, as soon as he wants it to go in, yeah, he's bending over some fucking container in a farm. It's a big old pig. Like, I can't even do arm span how big it is.
It's
big
a big
old
pig.
Fat, big old pig, yeah. Pig mounts up behind him. He's ready for it. As soon as he puts his cock in him, he's going, screaming. He's trying to push it off. He can't get it off. Pig's just charging the life out of him.
Where could you find that?
Oh, it's some fuck videos. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to see it. Like, you see them fucking weird, but you must have seen in them weird third world countries when they're like putting their cock in chickens in that, brother.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I've seen that.
That's tap, bruv. Like, what is wrong with you, bruv? Go nick a woman, bruv. You're actually not well.
Yeah, no, it's mad. I'm not putting anything in a goat still.
But then you're going to be, no one will know though. It's all right, just do it.
I can't lie, publicity.
Quick, just do it, innit?
Publicity, bro.
Stick it in the chad, make some churn milk. That's a sheep. No, you get goat's milk.
Would you do it?
I bet the bottle would stink, bruv. You know, your dog has a pony, you just look at their arsehole and you think, ooh. You know what I mean?
It's just there.
It's there.
It's still there.
It's out. It's
still
there. There's no cheeks. It's just out. You know what
it's
mean?
Just a hole.
Honking and warm on that. Oh, yeah, and other dogs are licking it.
Tail's covering it as well, yeah. So they don't even get any breeze to dry out.
Ugh.
It's just
flies all around it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? All down the back of the dog's legs. And you're plating it. Fuck that.
Yeah, no. Forget that.
Fuck that. Oh, imagine plating a dog's arsehole, bruv.
Hey, look at this. Would you rather lose your sex organs or gain 200 pounds for the rest of your life?
What?
So would you rather lose your hood or gain 2 bills in weight?
Oh, in weight?
Yeah.
What do you mean 2 bills cash?
Nah, 2 bills in weight.
Oh,
so you'd be obese. You'd be obese.
What's that in kg? Let me have a quick Google.
Hey, Siri. What's 200 pounds in kg? 90 kg.
I'm already...
You'd be a
I'm 79 now. Fucking hell, yeah, I'd be a big boy.
You'd be a big boy.
Yeah.
So would I. I'm 95. I'd be double my weight now.
But get rid of your sex
organs.
To
be fair, I'm 6'5", to be fair. I'd probably fill out nice.
I'd rather fucking gain the weight.
I'd rather gain the weight as well.
Still could chop.
I think I'd be sweet with
in,
another
in
90.
But at the end of the day, but yeah, to be fair, nah, you just... Yeah, but at the end of the
if
day...
If I went
as
gym...
As long as you can reproduce...
Yeah.
Oh, you go gym.
Yeah,
you could lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just fucking lose it.
No. You got to stay with it. But really and truly, you could be a bodybuilder.
Yeah, you could be.
Think about it, you could earn
180 pounds and wham.
There you go. And it's all muscular. Yeah. It's all muscle weight.
Yeah, word. You look like a div, but you know what I mean?
You look like a fucking box.
Yeah, you look like a roided out cunt.
Yeah.
But...
Put a t-shirt on, it's coming like that, a cloak.
Word, word. But... Wear really long string vests.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Them shit ones that people wear gym. I mean, we get it, mate. You're on roids.
We get it.
You know what I mean? We get it.
You'd be one of them cunts. But then, I said the word. But then.
Just gets bleeped anyway.
Yeah. But then, I'd rather do that and have the hood.
Yeah. Because even we're talking about chopping and whatever, but even not, but you want to reproduce and have some fucking kids, then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you've got no sex organs, like, That's a blessing to be able to reproduce. Some people can't even do that, bruv. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, why would you take that away from yourself just because you're fat?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd rather do that. 100%.
I'd rather fucking gain the pounds. I mean, just because you're fat don't mean that you're just looked down upon
yeah, society. Exactly.
Would you rather?
Okay, go on.
Sorry. Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world? So you're bilingual.
Proper bilingual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can chat to anyone.
Yeah.
Or be able to master something of your choosing.
Master something of my choosing.
100%.
Easy.
I care about chatting to man.
I don't care.
Don't know.
Wherever you're from.
You know what I mean?
I don't care.
Don't care.
Master something of my choosing.
100%.
Easy. What? As far as a goat at music?
You already are.
You know what I'm saying?
No one just knows it.
You know what I'm saying? But like, I would rather master my craft.
What would you choose?
Music.
But you're already unreal at music though.
But I'm not the best.
No, but you're still good. Like you're still very good, but you just don't put stuff out. So it's like, if your talent got better, but you didn't put stuff out. You know what I mean?
No, but yeah.
Okay, cool. Fuck the music. What other than music would you choose? If someone said, yo, I'm going to give you a pill. Once you take that pill, all the information and knowledge and skills and everything will be put to you and you will transform into the best of the best of that thing.
Property management.
Property management. I don't even think property is a good investment now anymore. Really.
No, it still is. Because remember,
property and watches is
off. If you was the master, you wouldn't just be buying yards.
No, it's true. Yeah,
you'd be buying estates.
Obviously, there's still big dough in it.
You'd be like, buying estates, bro.
You'd be buying plots
of like fucking 200 houses in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. You've got to have the money to do that.
You're making M's a month. Yeah, but you'd be the master of it. So you know how to do it.
But it's a long process though.
I'll do it. And guess what that is? Generational wealth, brother. When I'm gone,
it's true.
My kids are good.
Yeah.
God, you can't knock that down without my fucking say so.
What? You have to come up to the grave and ask.
Literally.
Innit?
You got to come back to me.
Got
to
pay for that one.
Literally. So I'm like, genuinely, that's setting generational wealth forever.
What would I pick? Apart from, I can't say bait ones that improve my standard job.
No,
I can't say bait ones. I reckon... Maybe I would have done music, something up. And again, it's like, brother, I know some artists that are unbelievable. Doesn't matter if you're unbelievable. It's about recognition.
It's about recognition, yeah.
Don't matter, bruv, yeah. About how good you are. Yeah, it's about it's who's in the limelight. And that's that. So even if you're the best artist in the world, don't mean you're going to blow.
Yeah.
I reckon I'd pick ball.
Oh, that's a good one.
If I was the best of the best.
Be the best at football.
You can't cheat that. Like,
yeah.
If I'm the best of the best, it's not like music.
You make more than anything.
Yeah.
Shall I tell you why I wouldn't pick it?
And it'd be sick because imagine being a baller.
Shall I tell you why I wouldn't pick it? I get to sit on my ass when I'm doing a property thing.
Yeah, true. But imagine scoring.
Well, I've got a train.
Imagine being all over the fucking, everyone knows you're the governor. You're a striker. You're bags in goals.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're
yeah.
on like Jude Bellingham, Haaland, like their level.
I know
Bellingham's not a striker, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you
everyone's singing grown ass men in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Yeah. Going, there's only one Michael Hammond.
Yeah.
What, like grown ass men?
Yeah, I'll be gassed.
That's the only thing about Qatar, obviously, is sick. The love I got in Qatar was unbelievable, yeah? People shouting my name, everyone cheering and stuff. But the only thing that could have made it any better, yeah, is when the crowd are cheering, it's like, because it's kids and teenagers.
Yeah.
Imagine that thing, a grown ass man singing songs about your name.
About your name, yeah.
You're gone.
There's you're gone, only you score one a goal. Johnny Kezah.
Yeah, the whole 90,000 people at Wembley go, imagine.
Legit.
I'd be unreal.
Idolizing.
The only downfall of a footballer is you're so in the public eye and you have to be a role model to the point of where it's just a bit long. Get caught having a drink.
I'd do property management and be a scatty boy.
Yeah. In the private eye.
On a piss up every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll man, be
I
mad.
I reckon I'd pick ball just because that'd be
sick. Yeah, no, that would be sick. That'd be a sick experience.
100%.
I got one for you.
Also, let us know in the comments when you're watching this what you'd pick. I want to know what you'd pick because I don't know if we're just waffling.
I got one for you. Would you rather live forever and never? Would you rather live forever and ever or die within the next month?
Die within the next month.
Same.
Living forever as long. You got to see everyone around you die.
Do you know?
You do.
There's that.
Your kids are going to grow up and you'll watch them die before you.
Yeah.
Like your mom, you're going to watch all your friends around you die.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, what? Are we talking live forever and you stay at a certain age?
Nah. Well, let's say that.
You have to, innit?
Because
you can't.
You can't.
Of course, you stay at 30.
Yeah.
Thing is, I reckon it would get boring.
Bro,
you see all your friends die around you. I think you'd become so emotionally numb to death.
Yeah. You'd want to die.
You'd want to die, you know, so bad.
It's so mad, yeah. Oh my God, I need to stop streaming. I was going to say chat.
Isn't it mad, yeah? But living forever would make you suicidal.
Yeah, no, 100%.
How mad is
but
that?
But guys, you know what it is? Guys, I've had the experience of seeing, well, not seeing, but being right next to both of my grandparents' death, my grandma's deaths, yeah? Both of them were so at peace. They had done everything they wanted to do in life. Do you get it?
Mm.
They've had kids, seen their grandkids, raised their grandkids, yeah? And, you know, left something behind, they've done whatever not. And it got to the point where they was like, I know I can't tell because I've never been there, but it's just a thing where they're lying down. Even my grandma, when I spoke to her, like the day she died, yeah? And she's like, yeah. I was like, do you know who you're talking to? Because my grandma, literally, she was on her last breath. She's like, yeah, I'm talking to Mikey. Yeah, I'm good. She just wanted to just fucking leave me alone type shit. That's what she was on. She was on a thing of like, yeah, I'm good. Just piss off. Fuck off. I'm resting. Let me go. And you know what I said to her? I said, Grandma, I was like, trust me, I've got everyone. Like, you're good. You know what I mean? You can chill now, whatever not. I was like, if you understand what I'm trying to say, just squeeze my hand. And she's like this. She's like, and like pushing my hand away to say, like, I'll just piss off.
She's holding in a fart.
Let me go.
As it was.
She's like, let me go, kind of thing. And she went peacefully. And do you know what? And the other one, my other grandma, when she died, she said like a mad Bible, but she was like proper Christian, innit?
Yeah.
Proper Christian, proper, like deep rooted. Proper, I got a proper Christian family, yeah? She was on her last breath and she went and done a whole verse from the Bible, whole thing come out. When I say it, she done it word for word, it come out crystal clear, like she could have been, she was preaching that shit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, she died.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel like you definitely know when you're going to let go.
Yeah, 100%. You could tell that they knew when they were going to go. Yeah. And that,
for me, just like going to sleep.
Yeah, it's like going to sleep. So it's a thing where I feel like they thought it's time to pass over. Mm. It's time to go.
Mm.
Do you get it? If you didn't die, if you could live forever, you would get so, you'd be so done with life.
You know what it is, yeah? You know, death is the biggest motivator. I'm talking of old age. You're only here for a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Do what you got to do. Be successful. Live the best life you can live.
Yeah.
If you knew you had a million, trillion, billion years to do it, you'd be like, I'll do it tomorrow. Well, you lose interest in everything.
Yeah.
Because you could do anything.
You'd be like, I'll do it whenever.
I'll do that in 50 years.
Yeah.
You ain't got, but whereas death is the biggest motivator to do everything.
Yeah, because you're here for a lifespan. You've got a span.
You've got to make the most of it.
Yeah. So
if we didn't die, everyone would be a fucking bum.
Yeah, you'd be a bum.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I'll do it whatever. Do it in 50 years. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'll do it in 50 years. You'd sleep in every day, do the things you want to do, won't shower, won't sleep, won't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You shit yourself.
We need to die. Like,
fuck it, I don't
care. We need to die.
Yeah.
To live. You need to die to live.
You need to die to live.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good one. That's a really good one. I'd definitely die within a month. I know that sounds mad, but yeah.
Would you rather go back in time to anywhere you wanted or forward in time?
Back.
Back. I don't want to know what's in the future. Yeah, don't think it's looking good.
Back.
Don't think it's looking good.
Nah. Scary.
Scary. Even with Apple Vision Pro.
All of that. All the tech.
I don't want to see how shit the world's going
to
go.
Yeah, the world's definitely going to go to shit. If you're not in clocked on now.
Ever since technology started.
Yeah.
It's just been on a downhill.
If we're still in the good-ish, and I mean it-ish, kind of days. It's going to get mad when we're all gone. Everyone that's watching right now, we're all going to be gone. So I'm letting you know now. But in the future, it's going to get techie.
Yeah.
it's going to get techie.
I'd go see how the world was.
It's going to get mad. I'd rather see how the world was.
Oh, I had a fucking sick dream last night. Vivid. You know when a dream's vivid?
Clear.
And you feel like, I know I'm dreaming right now. I always get lucid dreams all the time. I can control my dreams. I'm like, I know I'm dreaming right now. But it's like, I had a dream. It was 2006, yeah? Bruv, I was in my old house. And like, I was living the moment and I was going out, seeing my friends, and I didn't have a phone and that. And like, it's giving me goosebumps, bruv. In the dream, I remembered how I felt back then and everything was so much more peaceful.
Calm, yeah.
I was like this age, but it was 2006. Like, and it was, everything was so calm. Like, it was all like, you had little flip phones and that. Like, it was, even just walking down the street, it was like, it was empty, but not empty.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it was just like your head's so much more at peace when you're not.
Yeah, no, what's everyone doing?
I'm so connected. Like, pre 2010, even pre 2015.
Nah, I can't lie. 2016 was the governor of the
but still, there was a lot of socials there. I know we hate on socials a lot when it's our fucking job. Can't really hate it that much. Yeah. I'm so blessed that this is my job. It's a lucky, lucky job.
Yeah.
And I got freedom and it's beautiful. But like, them times there, I just think are so much more peaceful and better for your mental health. Mm-hmm. Your circle is your circle. And like, you just don't, I think you don't care as much as other people think. Because like, say if you're out, say for example, at a concert, yeah? You're making a fool of yourself. Only then people know.
Yeah.
Not the rest of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the rest of the fucking world. Yeah. It's like, that's when people used to go raving, like in Ibiza and that, you see them old videos. People are off their nuts. No sunglasses on, doing all this. Dancing however they want, because you think, well,
so what?
So what?
Nowadays, people are so like stiff because they have to maintain an image and that. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
You got to maintain an image.
It's true.
It's like the little thing that you've got, I don't know, whatever. So let's just say, for example, you're on holiday. The little thing you got going on back in ends, you got to maintain. The little, you don't want no gad to see you dancing like this, or you don't want your boys to see you like that, and blah, blah, blah. Back then,
you can't be yourself.
Gave a shit.
Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
You'd be in the middle of a circle dancing.
Yeah, no, you would.
You would.
I wouldn't do that now.
I wouldn't do it now.
Especially because, like, who I am. Like, yeah but back then, I couldn't give a fuck.
I was out here shuffling.
Word. You don't
bro, I'm
care.
Telling you, trust me.
Now best. It's this.
Yeah, it's like that. With the one geezer that's brave enough to do it, and everyone's bigging him up.
Word.
Do you know what? Good for him. But really and truly, everyone's just, you get
violating.
Me? Violating him. Yeah, and the guy that's brave enough to do him, 90% of the people are like, look up, hear my, see my man dancing and that. He's doing too much. He's doing too much. Cool, but if we were all doing it, it'd be sick.
The UK are the biggest haters, bruv.
Biggest.
Everyone's just so jealous, bruv, and so hating on everyone else. That it's like, when you whip that phone out, you're trying to violate. It's not a bigging someone
up. You're trying to buzz on someone.
Always.
Easy. But really and truly, I can't lie, the people that don't give a shit, they're having a better time, bro, than you. They're having a better time than you.
I wish I could be like that. I think I don't really give a fuck, but like, where I'm in the limelight, like, I have to be more techie with what I do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to fucking end up dancing in a circle or whatever. It's because I'll just end up on TikTok.
Yeah. Looking like a fool. And everyone will be like, but you don't. But everyone would say you do.
No, TikTok would say I do.
Yeah, TikTok's horrible.
TikTok would say I do.
Yeah. Next question.
Up a random lie and just state it.
It's a statement now.
You know, he tried to learn this dance, but...
So
did I now.
So joy.
People can say anything online, innit? I remember I got a comment years ago when... it was years ago. And it was a comment and it was like, lol, is this the brer I robbed in year 9? Ha ha ha. How's he making YouTube videos? I've never been robbed in my life. Never been robbed in my life. And it got bare likes as well.
This is what I'm saying.
You just made up something.
You just made something up. And you know what it is? They're sitting at home buzzing off that comment.
Yeah.
Because they got 200 likes.
Yeah.
You say, hey, did you see my comment on Johnny Carey's thing? Hey, imagine I told my, imagine I said, hey,
I got another one as well. It was like, oh yeah, is this the geezer I pressured at Love Juice on my Insta? What are you talking about? That weekend, I didn't even go Love Juice. what are you talking about? What are you on about? I weren't even there, brother. Unless there's someone that looks like me. Like, what? And like, his two of his mates replying to it as well. Yeah, lol, this is the pussy. Shut up, Unique. You're a nerd.
You made something.
You're pretending to pressure someone. Unique, bruv. What a nerd.
I find it crazy.
And it's like, where'd you go from there? Because if I block you now, it looks like it's true.
Yeah, it is like. I just got to let the comments sit there
and you get your attention of a lie. Well, I can't reply to it. Because if I reply, it looks like it's true. If I block you, it looks like it's true. So it's just, you've just got to sit there and just have your comment.
Yeah.
You fucking wanker.
Nah, it's jarring.
It's just different in real life. Like, I've never had no one pressure me or like say hate to me or say negative thing to me in real life ever. I had a little kid once, all his friends are getting pictures and he called me a pussy. He's like, he's a pussy. But like, other than that, like, I've never had someone come up to me and
everyone shows you mad love.
It's love.
Everyone shows you mad love.
So, but online, it's like you can hide behind a screen and say what you want.
You can say what you want. It's true.
Do you know what I mean? Really and truly, you shouldn't care because it's like, I do care, but I shouldn't care because it's like, I know like 99.9% of them people that are commenting that stuff would never say it to my face.
Yeah.
More time would probably show me love.
Yeah, they'll show you more love.
Weird.
Proper weird.
Weird.
Here's one. Would you rather lose half your hair? Would you rather lose half your hair or half the ability to hear? Half your hair.
My hair. I just get a transplant.
What if you weren't allowed to get a transplant?
I just rocked the Johnny Sins, mate.
I can't lie, I'm definitely losing half my hair.
Yeah.
Forget all
I'd
that.
Lose it all. I'd go
I wear a durag most of the time anyway.
I'll go bald.
I'll go bald for that.
I'm going to go deaf anyway at some point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I? What? I didn't call you Bali Bali. What? You know what I mean?
I'd rather lose my hair.
What?
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't care about all that stuff.
Half your hair. I
some of my brothers have got half the hair gone already.
I'll just, if we were talking half the hair, if we're talking anywhere in the body, I'll just lose down there and do the prawn star. Do the prawn star stuff.
God, what's another one? Ooh, I've got another one.
Go on.
Would you rather cheat on your partner or get cheated on?
Get cheated on.
Same.
I'd rather sit morally right on myself. I'd beat myself up a lot about stuff.
If you cheated, didn't it?
If my girl cheated on me, of course, I'm not saying I wouldn't be heartbroken. I'd be so hurt. But at the end of the day, I could sit back and say I ain't a bad person.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that. Oh my God, do you know what? I was in Box Park.
If you cheat, I can't lie. You're an actual.
No, you're
an arsehole.
I was in Box Park the other day. Listen to this, yeah? And people come up to me. This is when as well, we went for a little transitional period where we weren't putting clips up and stuff, but that, like, I was in Box Park and couple man come up to me. I'm saying, not when I say couple man, it was like 10 man.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, that story about your ex, is it true? And I'm thinking, rah, what story are you talking about? Whatever, not blah, 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 this and that.
What, the hotel one?
Yeah. But I didn't know that, because not like, that there was not a concentrated amount of people in that place, in that little room that watched the pod. A clip went mad about it.
Did it?
Yeah, but I didn't even get to see the clip. They showed it to me on their phones and I was like, oh, send me that. No one sent it to me. But there's a clip that went mad about it. I need to find it. About the cheating bit.
Yeah.
The cheating thing. It went nuts. I'm telling you, like 10 people came up to me.
Is it?
Within a space of about 30. I just got to the place, bro. And the bit that people laughed at is when you said, she thought she must have thought you was an A-grade. I was thinking, that bit made it in a clip and I was like, oh, bro, I'm dying. But yeah, that clip went mad. But yeah, people came up to me and asked me, is it actually true? Am I chatting shit?
What do you think you're chatting
shit? I said, why would I be lying? It's a real story.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely rather
keep it a buck.
I definitely, even through all of that, but yeah, we keep it 100 on this podcast.
Yeah, we do.
Everything that's said
sometimes
is real.
200. Stuff gets cut.
Sometimes it's a bit 105, yeah. But like we need to just dial it back a bit. You get me? We leave out the little extra bits.
Word.
But
that's why we got our producers.
That's why we got them behind the camera just saying,
they know to keep stuff PG.
You don't think it's bad now?
Yeah, you want to see the unseen, uncut, the director's cut.
A lot of stuff gets cut out.
Yeah,
still.
Word. Would you rather have a happy life where you'd be forgotten immediately after death, or a hard life but glorified and remembered by people for over 5 years?
Happy life. It's about me, innit? It's all about me. It's my story. Bruv.
You're dead. Like, I'm atheist, innit? So I don't really believe in afterlife. Obviously, I respect everyone else's beliefs and stuff like that. But I think once that black, you're done.
Yeah.
So if I'm forgotten, I'm not going to care.
I won't know about it. I want to have a happy life. That's what we're
trying to get. Bob Marley and that, Michael Jackson, all legends. Let's not use Michael Jackson example. Like Bob Marley and that, legend.
Kobe Bryant.
But he died at 25.
Like
he died at 25. He don't know he's a legend. He don't know his songs still get played to this day, even though he was in the 70s. Don't make a difference to him. I think the only good thing about that is cool, your family eating off you for life.
Yeah, for life.
But once again, I ain't here.
Yeah, I can't benefit off the fruits of my labor.
I ain't here.
I want to have a happy life and go through my life happy with my people.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Forget all that, our legacy. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather money over legacy. Oh, sorry.
100% money over legacy. I'm trying to give put food on my kids' backs.
Yeah.
Food on my kids' backs is called.
Food on the table for the kids.
Yeah. But yeah, bro, I care about legacy, bro. I do, innit? Of course, that is the aim. But like, I want people to talk about me when I die. And I think I always think to myself, you know what? Like, it's probably a dark thought, but I always think, you know what? People are going to have a lot of good things to say about me at my funeral.
They will.
I always think that.
I'd speak at your funeral.
Yeah, I think that. I think, that's why it kind of makes you think I'm a good person. Because I think people have a lot of good things to say about me at my funeral.
I mean, let's think about it now. That's actually a dark place. But imagine... Mm. Your funeral, who do you think would speak? Who would you want to speak?
My brother.
Yeah, I'd say defo get Joe Casey.
Brother and
speak.
My nephew, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't really mind who speaks.
Frankie?
Yeah, my boys, of course. My boys, but like my main people, obviously Joe and Casey, yeah.
Yeah. I'd want my. I'd want my sister to speak. Mm. I want my sister to speak. I'd want my boy from school, Ashley, to speak. I spoke about him in an episode before. I want him to speak. And to be fair, based on everything I've done behind the scenes for all the boys.
You just want your recognition for some right.
Nah, show you, based on that, I want the boys to speak as well.
Yeah, I said, oh. I won't be there.
Fuck. I'm busy that day, mate.
Yeah, I'm busy that day. Sorry, mate. Text your sister. Sorry, I can't make it.
Here's a little text.
Word.
Great geezer. Loved him.
Word.
Good crack. Good banter.
Oh, I didn't send. I'll just make something up for me, innit? Would you rather never find love or give up on your work career for life?
Never find love.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm different.
Yeah, I never find love.
You can be a millionaire at 80 and you're lonely.
No, I hear it.
I think finding love, I think when you're actually probably in love with someone, like of course money still matters to me and success and stuff, but like you get a contentness where you're actually happy in life.
Yeah.
You're sharing your life with someone.
Yeah.
That's what we're meant to do. No, we're meant to reproduce. We're meant to fucking...
Yeah.
I mean, money's an asset that we've created as
humans.
Yeah,
we created that. But I just feel like I just need
never
to...
Never finding love. That's a lonely road, man.
I need to prove that to myself.
That's a lonely road,
I could always press something and get kids out of it and look after the youths then.
Man said, get kids out of it. Press something and get kids out of it.
I could always reproduce,
yeah.
Love my kids, and still pursue my career.
Yeah, but I want a woman, man.
Nah, of course, but...
Being in love is the
best
feeling.
Do you know, genuinely, I'd actually stay with my answer.
Really? I wouldn't. Yeah. But I don't want to be lonely at 70.
I think I'm damaged as a...
I've had a shitty old past. Yeah, you have.
I've had a dark past.
Dead past.
You know when I tell people stories, they're like, nah, that didn't happen to you. And I'm like, yeah, it probably did. Like, it actually did. But, yeah, I think I just want to just do me.
To be fair, I don't.
If I have to choose...
My next door neighbour, she's been single years and she doesn't want a fella. She's had her kids. She's got her dog. She's
sweet.
Some people
are just content within themselves. Yeah. I can't
lie. My nan, when my granddad died at 30, I wasn't even alive, of cancer. My nan hasn't been with another man since.
She's sweet.
And she's happy to be alone.
Yeah, fair.
She don't want no one.
Fair.
And that's lovely, innit?
Yeah, that's lovely.
She's so in love with my granddad. She don't ever want to move
that's
on.
That's nice.
She don't ever want to move on.
She's just thinking, let me live my days out.
She don't even have any male friends.
Yeah.
Like that, really? She don't...
She just wants to...
Get, oh, no.
Yeah, that's lovely.
You know what I mean? Lovely.
Get on with it and get through the days and then whatever she believes
she's jumping on someone else's cock if they got bread. You know what I mean? But on that note, I think we're going to end it there. Because I think we've been a bit spiteful this episode.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. But fuck them. You know what I mean? Not you lot. I mean, the people we're talking about.
Yeah,
we won't talk about no one, just vaguely shit. But yeah. Anyway, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a like, subscribe today. Go share, tell your mates about this because, I think it's a good pod.
We're not bad. We're good enough.
We're good enough, help me. But yeah, see you next Wednesday, 4 p.m.
Take care.
Love y'all.